This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. Tech jobs are projected to grow faster than those in other professions by the end of the decade, and learning and using computer code is essential for many of these jobs. As KUNM's Maureen O'Spencer reports, tech-based mentors and a tribal school in Albuquerque banded together at a recent event to teach coding and presentation skills to Native American students.
We're dying.
You're dying.
No.
Twyla Star Warkey and Madison Castillo are playing a computer game called Jelly Cat Trap. It's not available for purchase just yet. That's because the two Native American students just came up with the game in late April at the Native My Brother's Keeper Hackathon.
If you think about it, it's like a marathon with coding.
That's Amy Clyatt of Kino Labs, one of the hosts of the event. They're based out of California, and their mission is to provide children with technological and educational resources. Clyde explains a hackathon is a community of developers, designers, and students coming together to create apps over the course of a weekend. She says knowing code is essential for finding a job in the tech industry.
If you think about it, like everything that you use on a daily basis, there's code. There's code in your car. There's code everywhere. So the possibilities are really endless.
Kino Labs partnered with the Native American Community Academy, or NACA, to bring people from local tech businesses to help mentor the young coders. NACA Executive Director Kara Bobroff says it was their students who wanted to learn how to write code. She says the hackathon brings people of different skill levels together and gets students hands-on experience.
As they mature, I can see like video games might be their interest in middle school right now, but as they get older, like app development, and as they get even older, you know, really thinking about like the intersection of technology and solutions to different things that can help our communities.
Bobroff says there are lots of reasons to do hackathon events like these.
One is to like raise the awareness of what coding or app development or video game development can be. Two is to connect to the broader community in Albuquerque and thinking about designers, developers, and innovators.
And three, Bobroff says, is to show that Native Americans and other minorities actually do have a presence in the tech field. Whites and Asians dominate the tech workforce in the U.S. Less than 10% identify as Black or Hispanic, and women make up less than 40% of tech workers.
The reason why we wanted to create this is, well, we wanted more girls into technology because there's not many Native American girls in it.
Young coders Twyla Star Warkey and her partner Madison Castillo are pitching their Jelly Cat Trap game to the audience.
And the boss cat is just a really big fat cat. And what he does is he tries to scratch you, bite you, and that's just what every original cat does.
The women seemed relieved after giving their presentations. Fellow NACA student Michael Connolly designed a complex shooter game based on the premise of conquering different planets. It's called The Battle for Jemhai and is an allegory of the colonization of Native peoples. He says presenting was his biggest challenge.
What I learned is how to pitch a game, basically how to set up a presentation and how basically no one knows what they're doing essentially when they first start.
I actually like it because it's the perfect opportunity for Native youth to, you know, get creative with modern technology, you know, because everything's in coding these days, you know.
And that's Craig Benally. He says learning code could benefit Native communities in a number of ways. He works with a group called Cultivating Coders that specializes in teaching students of color.
Like someone can design an app for like water resources, or someone can design an app for solar technology or wind technology, you know.
If these students can learn to code and get hired, they'll be raising the profile of minorities in the tech industry, and their communities could benefit as well. It all starts with designing a game. But Nolly says whatever these students can think of, the sky's the limit for them. For KUNM, I'm Marino Spencer.
This story is part of a collaboration between KUNM and the New Mexico Newsport, a student journalism lab at the University of New Mexico.